Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hello, Shadow Squad. We have so much to talk about tonight. Like Izzy coming together and seeing Clary's dark side. We cannot wait to break it down with you all, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, Shadow Squad, and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween!
I'm down to celebrate Halloween any time of the year, personally, so I was thrilled about this episode. Tonight, we're going to be breaking down that almost sizzy kiss, Clary's turn to the dark side, and the most devastating breakup of all time. I am your host, Sam Davidson, and I'm here with my good friend, Yael Teagle.
Hello! I'm in the chat!
She is in the chat. Dakota is not here this evening. He misses you all dearly and sends his absolute best. Well, overall thoughts of last night's episode.
I loved this episode. So much happened. And I really love, it felt like we're ramping up to something. I think because we're ramping up to a what would have been a season finale. Mm-hmm. So I really enjoyed this episode. And I'm going to say it. I have been on the fence about Sizzy. And they won me over this episode. This is the one. I went, yes, I ship it.
I've always shipped it just because I love them both so much separately. So, yes, I loved it. We're seeing this build. I was really happy to see Simon's sister back because I think she's like the coolest chick ever. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if you're going to be supernatural, you should have Becky as a sister.
Yes.
100%. And this dark Clary, I am digging it. And even though I love Dom, I kind of enjoyed her, like, attacking him. But those are just my opinions. Let me know what you guys think in the chat. But we have a lot to break down today. So speaking of Sizzy, let's just get into that first and foremost. Becky comes in for Halloween. I love that she thinks this is like, oh my God, I'm going to go see my brother the vampire over Halloween.
I mean, that's a reasonable thought. I think that had my brother been a vampire, I'd have been like celebrating Halloween with him. And I think that it's cool that she was like, I'm so supportive. I'm dressing up. Like him.
Yeah, it's like she's going to the gay pride parade or something.
Yeah.
And she's like supporting him. He's like, Halloween, this isn't really, you know, that big of a deal here. But it did look like there were some fun parties going on.
Absolutely. And it, you know, as much as he thinks it's not a big deal, he's still new to the shadow world. And it is a big deal. It's when, you know, warlocks can be themselves and all of the downworlders can do it.
Yeah, but there's only so far you can take it, right? Someone goes, that's not right. How did they do that? That's weird.
Nah, it's Halloween. People are really good at makeup and stuff.
I suppose so, but, you know, being like a demon dragon-y thing, that's what, like, how could someone do that?
Look, I've seen the girl with the zipper half, with her face half unzipped, and I believe that.
Okay, well, fair enough. Let us know what you guys were for Halloween last year. Okay, so basically Simon and Becky, they're chatting. She feels bad that the whole Maya thing is over. He's totally chill with it. And she, you know, wants him to have someone because any family member would be like, you are in this supernatural city alone. We left you. Just want to make sure you're okay. But then she almost dies or gets attacked mm-hmm. by the demon and Izzy, Freudian slip, just comes in and saves the day with Alec, and she was taken by Izzy. She's like, yes, I want you to be with Simon. And I love that they have that support from his sister.
I like it, too. I know that I have definitely tried to connect my brother with someone, and it usually doesn't work. Like, that kind of thing is not how it works. Mm.
I think it's because she saw something when they interacted. Right.
But I think her pushing I like and is cute. But like in the real world, I feel like when your sibling is like, you two should get together, that doesn't work out.
Or sometimes it opens someone's eyes Maybe. To, you know, Maybe. Something that they've been suppressing. I don't know. So then there's a scene with Simon and Izzy, and it's after Becky talks to Simon and is, you know, you guys should be together. He starts seeing her a different way, and he almost kisses her, I think. That was an almost kiss, right?
Yes. I was so into it. I ship them so hard, and I think that it's really wonderful, the way that it's building and the way that it's coming together. And it makes sense. You know, when two people say they're going to swear off love, that's when they get together.
It's the best rom-com trope in the world.
Yep.
You know, oh, I'll get back at my ex with you. Oh, no, but we fall in love now. There's just so many, but this is a great one. And do you think that she felt it too?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I think she's all about it. Also, how do you not fall in love with her? I'm in love with her.
No, but with Simon.
Right. But I think she definitely feels it.
Because we're all alone now. Yep. It was really cute.
It's Halloween, the most romantic holiday of the year.
I mean, for many it is.
Yep.
I agree. Well, before we get on to our next topic, we have some stuff at AfterBuzz that we want to tell you about. So we just want to thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. And for us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you are on YouTube right now, hit that subscribe button and the thumbs up button. And if you're on iTunes, please give us 5 stars. No matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us in doing what we love. So don't forget to tell your friends and keep watching our shows. And I do check the iTunes reviews sometimes on the podcast app on my phone, and it's really nice to hear from all of you guys. There's been a couple new ones this season, so thank you very much.
Yeah, and thank you to everyone who is joining us live in the chat. We have so many people I can barely keep up. I'm going to give a few shout-outs. I see Goddess Anime, Kenya, Florina, Sarah Baker, December, Little Miss Obsessive,
I love Rihanna. These names tonight.
They're so good.
Damn.
Morgana, Elizabeth, Lozzie, Billie Jean Girl, of course. Thank you all so, so much for being here with us.
So next I want to talk about a ship that I didn't necessarily support at the beginning, like Sissy for you, that I'm down with now. I don't know if we've said Jordan and Maya's ship name. Jaya?
Is that what it is?
I think so. The chat will tell me.
Chat, what is Jordan and Maya's ship name?
So they are just flirting the entire episode, and he is zeroed in on her. And she's pretending to not notice, but she totally notices, right?
You know what's so funny is that I've been all about this ship. I was like, once I decided that Maya and Simon were happening, I was like, okay, Maya and Jordan, fine. I'm done. I'm over it. I want them gone.
Why?
I don't know. I'm like, great, you're together. I'm bored. Go away.
Well, because maybe it doesn't, all the other storylines kind of all tie into the same one, and this one is a little bit of an outlier.
Yes, maybe. I just think I was so happy about Maya and Simon. So the idea of Maya and Jordan, which I get, and she forgave him, and I'm happy for her, and I'm happy that, you know, he's grown and she sees it and they're good, but I don't care anymore. I thought he was going to die and then he didn't. And now I'm like, all right.
Well, the thing is if you were to have met Chai, who plays Jordan Kyle, sometimes I can't tell my real feelings for the character because I love him so much. He's just fantastic and nice and charming and funny. But, you know, I was just thinking about this. Everyone's has relationships in their life during a different point in their life that serve different purposes. And even though when you break up with that person, it seems like the worst thing at that time, and you look back and think, wow, this is like what prepared me for this. So Simon's first love, Clary, got that out of the way. Then he had Maya to teach him basically how to date and like be in a kind of adult relationship. And now he has Izzy, hopefully.
Okay.
Who is like, bomb.com.
I like the way you're saying that. So the chat has given us that in season one, people were using Jaya.
In season one?
For Jason Maya.
Oh, that's where Jaya came from. I'm sorry, guys.
So now the idea is Maiden.
I don't like that.
I don't either.
Maiden?
But Sarah says book readers knew that Jaya was canon. Maybe I'm saying Maiden wrong. It's M-A-I-D-A-N.
Maiden.
Which is...
Maiden?
I don't like that.
I don't like any of it. So let's come up with something better because I think
Jordan, Kyle, and Maya is the ship name. The whole thing.
Yes. Jordan, Kyle, and Maya. And I liked how she called him Jordan Kyle again tonight because yes. everyone was making fun of us a little bit.
Yes, because we keep saying the full name.
But, I mean, who wouldn't want to say that full name?
It's a good... I knew a guy named Chris Kelly. That's all we could call him.
Yeah, it's the best. So what do you think about her asking him to be her beta?
I think it's wonderful. I think that it makes sense. She was ready to be an alpha, and now she essentially has to start her pack over. And the smart thing to do is get your ducks in a row before you bring people in. Mm-hmm. And I think that... You know, he never really had a pack, so he can't be alpha. But, you know, she's like, I need you there and I need your support. And he's the right person to do it. He knows how to help people now.
And the conversation they had made me get back on board with the two of them together because he still feels so much guilt about turning her.
As he should.
And all of, yes, as absolutely he should. But he and she's just like, no, I'm fine with it. I mean, I am curious if she had a choice for all this to have happened to her, and for her to have become a werewolf or for her not to have become a werewolf. What would she choose?
Well, I think we're going to have that conversation now that we have the fire. What's it called?
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, I think most of everyone's going to be like, no, I'm good. Oh, man. Well, I'm excited to see where they go, and I love it. I also am loving this dark Clary, which we're going to talk about now. So, first of all, Luke comes back and acknowledges that he's been a bad dad.
I love that he came back. I didn't care what he said. I was so happy he's back. And then he's like, I'm no longer in prison. I'm going to be better. I think that's wonderful.
Do you think that entire storyline was necessary? Like, is there a reason Isaiah couldn't be around as much during that time or something?
No.
I don't like that he was just stuck in jail, but I guess they had to use that as a plot device to get the Praetor in to save him. Because we haven't talked about it this episode, but there's probably going to be massive consequences to how he's going to be tied to them.
Maybe. I mean, I think that it definitely, plot-wise, makes sense if, you know, he left his pack, he was a lone wolf, essentially, and this is how they manipulated him to become a Praetor.
Maybe. Yeah. And I'm sure that, like I just said, the Maya-Jordan storyline seems not connected, but I think it will connect with okay. Luke, like, which connects with everything else.
Sure.
So
I'd like that a lot.
Oh, okay. Well, so Izzy is Izzy. Clary is figured out a way through Izzy, hopefully, to get the ruin removed, mm-hmm. to not be tied to Jonathan, and to get all of the evil... out of Jonathan? I mean, is that, like, what would be left?
You know, the other half.
So it's like they want to turn him into a good guy?
Yeah, so they would kind of be, if I understood it correctly, they would be turning him into a mundane, right? Because, or at least a Shadowhunter mundane, right? Because he has Valentine's blood. So when they were taking out, he's Valentine and Lilith's child, yes?
Yes, but Jocelyn, I'm still always a little bit confused or forget how Jocelyn comes into play because I do think she actually was his mother, but Valentine injected the baby in Jocelyn's belly with demon blood as his like first test thing.
Okay, so Lazzie in the chat says, the Heavenly Fire takes away the demon blood. Jonathan is human and demon blood. So if we get rid of the demon blood, he is still human.
But so, would he be a shadow hunter?
I don't think he'd be a shadow hunter.
Yeah. It's very confusing.
It is very confusing. But I will say, I think that the plan was solid. I'm surprised that it didn't work to, like, get rid of the rune.
In a way, I think that Clary was too far gone than what they had realized.
Interesting. So, Nass in the chat says, Jonathan's a shadow hunter with demon blood. If he gets heavenly fire, I'll get rid of the demon blood and make him a regular shadow hunter.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Very cool. And so he could, I mean, and also, like, why wouldn't he want that? He wants love and acceptance and a family, but I guess he just wants Clary.
He wants love and acceptance and a family, but he doesn't want to lose the connection that he has with his sister.
Yeah, but they could have that together.
But he doesn't know that. What he knows is that he feels this intense connection between them.
Yeah.
And in his mind, they're taking away his sister.
Mm-hmm. So we have this really cool scene anytime we see Meliorn. I'm like, Meliorn, I love you. And he seems like the one with the moral compass in the situation, because Amara, who is now the Seelie Queen, and she's fantastic. And by the way, we are going to be having her on the show in a couple of weeks, which is like official. We're doing it. It's very exciting. At the beginning of May. And apparently her character really like gets bigger and bigger throughout the last half of the season. And we see Lania again, who is now has like alliance to Amara. And they want to kill Jonathan.
Right, because he knows that the Seelies have the sword that he's looking for.
Exactly.
I love that Meliorn is like, excuse me, what are you doing?
You will kill Clarissa Fairchild. Well, okay, whatever.
I love it, because I think one of my favorite things about the Seelies is that because they can't lie, they say things in manipulative ways, but also they will just say what they feel. And I love it so much.
Would you be a Seelie? I could see myself being a Seelie, maybe.
It would take me too much effort to lie or to say truths in a manipulative way.
Yes.
I need my power of deception. I am human. I love that he was like, hello! And they were like, nah, we're going to kill her.
And I really hope that, I do think that he will kind of cross on the other side and kind of be a secret agent for his own kind. Because he just wants good. He wants positivity and kindness. So
I love how optimistic you are about that.
Don't you? Isn't it ridiculous? but I think he'll at least try. I hope he doesn't die, though. That'd be super sad. Well, so like I said, Clary, I think, has just been declining faster than people imagined.
Right.
And they go down to the sewers, I think. And
they have to fight the demon queen.
Yes.
Because like bees, if you kill the queen, the rest of the demons die.
Right.
So they find the demon queen and they try to beat her. But Clary gets knocked out.
Yes. And then she flies back, which was so cool.
Very cool.
Yeah. And it's, I watched it two times. And the first time I kind of like watch it while I'm doing other things and enjoying it. The second time I take massive notes. But yeah, it's like the first time I missed that small, quick shot of her just blowing backwards.
Through the wall.
Mm-hmm. And so, okay, this wall.
Yes.
Was she unconscious and mentally going into that other space where she sees Jonathan? Like, what was that?
I think so. I think that she got knocked unconscious and her brain went on to connect with him, because he felt her pain, right?
Uh-huh.
So he definitely tried to mentally connect with her.
So is it maybe when you're both, when they're both in like dire straits, kind of, that they can connect on this like higher level?
Maybe.
Like, and they're in danger or something?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense. I think so. Let us know what you guys think in the comments and chat about that, because that's an interesting conversation, because it's all very vague as far as where she went. But yeah, she sees him. Very cool scene.
I mean, it might also be that it was how her brain interpreted it, but it could have been her body's just own defense mechanism.
But then Jace asked her, like, what was behind the wall?
And she said nothing.
She said nothing. Darkness. But she was lying.
Why was she lying?
Well, because
there, what was behind the wall?
I don't know. I thought it was just, like, metaphysically.
Oh. I thought that he was asking if there was anything back there of interest, and she said no, it was dark.
I don't know.
But it could have been... So either her brain went to some astral plane to see Jonathan, or she was injured, and her brain took that as, I need to defend this body. We're going full dark.
Yeah.
And gave in to it.
Well, she did. So, and then we see Jace appear. The thing is, it's not like Jace remembers like being in that state. So, again, it could just be something that went on in her brain.
Right.
Because it's not like it's like, I saw you up there and I asked you to come to me. I was the white angel and he was the black angel.
There are a lot of people in the chat discussing whether it's a dream or not. Or that it was just an unconscious thought.
I would have thought that there was some way it could have been real if Jace didn't say, like, I tried. I have this vision of us and me reaching out to you and then you taking Jonathan instead.
I really just took it as the darkness giving her a visual of what it was doing to her.
Yeah. And so she gets up, and then as they're, you know, going to go continue on their mission. She just attacks Jace and says, I love you, but I'm not going to let you stop me.
Yeah.
I loved it. And poor Jace, you know, it's rough. Rough times. What did you think about the attack?
I don't know, man. I don't know that I trust. I don't know, man. She's dark and I'm excited to see where she goes as dark, but like, it's weird.
But she is a really cool dark.
Yes.
I enjoy it because also when she opens her eyes and it's black.
Yeah.
For a second. That terrifying. Was really cool. And I just feel like Kat really leaned into that and was super excited about that. So I'm very excited. Mm-hmm. Clary, well, then Lania? I don't know. The slave girl, first it was Jonathan's and now it's Amara, mm-hmm. comes to go kill Jonathan. And then Clary comes up behind and just, like, destroys her into little pieces.
Well, yeah. I mean, essentially, she was saving herself.
Yeah.
Like, I get that also she was saving Jonathan, but she was also like, I don't want to die.
Yeah. Like, you're not just doing this to me. You're doing it to him. Or to him, but to me as well.
Yeah.
And, but, I mean, she made it seem like, you know, I'm never going to let anyone hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
And so now she's officially crossed over. And, oh, God, for a second, I was scared they were going to kiss. I'm so glad. So glad it didn't go there.
I think, and this is me just hoping, that we've moved past that weird incestuous feel.
I said that 2 seasons ago.
And that he thinks and understands that it's a sibling bond. I think we're past it.
I hope so.
We have to be.
Please. I don't want Kat to get confused, too, and it'll be a whole damn thing. I don't think they'll do it. I think she'll be like, these are the rules, and these are my boundaries. And right, then he'll be like, okay.
Even she says, I still love you.
To Jace. Yeah.
So, like, she doesn't want to be with him.
No.
She wants to protect him.
Exactly. And she saves him, and that smile. He's like, you came back for me. Yes, she did. And yeah, she's not going to let anyone hurt him anymore. She is ready to protect him like he always wanted her to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this next part is so sad. Alec and Magnus. So
yes.
This was really heartbreaking. First of all, I love the Magnus and Maris scenes. Mm-hmm. But she's just welcoming him into the family. And like, maybe if Alec would have given it. Did I say Alex?
I don't know what you said.
I don't know. Maybe if Alec would have given it more time for Magnus to heal a little bit and see if things would have changed, he didn't have to do this.
I think that Alec has realized, you know, they say that when you're drunk, you say the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So he thinks that, you know, I mean, Magnus did reveal, like, he's miserable and he's always going to be miserable. And yes, he doesn't know that he'll always be miserable and that time will help heal it a little bit. But he said to him, I'm miserable. And Alec did the only thing he thought he could do to make the love of his life less miserable. I do like the idea that he sent him to help Maris. I did like, you know, the fact that Maris understands.
Mm-hmm.
I completely forgot. I thought this was a, like, distraction. Like, oh, you love interior design. Go help. And then she was like, oh, you're helping me. That's great. And he goes, I think I'm here because you know what it's like to lose who you are. And yeah. I went, oh, yeah, she does. Wow. What a great idea. And I think that, you know, it makes sense. And that Maris is right. Like, you're losing a part of your identity. It is a traumatic event. It takes time to heal. And now we have someone who has never had to take time for things.
Yeah.
He's used to instant things. He's a millennial. You just got to learn to be patient.
He's
like the rest of us.
Several thousand year old millennial at the end of the day, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I also loved how she mentioned Luke. Mm-hmm. And I think that just gives us a little bit of a taste. I just kind of want to see them together in the end in like a happy bow.
I think they will be.
Yeah, I certainly hope so.
I ship it so hard.
So, yeah, Alec goes to this woman named Vera.
Oh, poor Vera.
Oy. Vera. It's not her fault.
Nope.
She is a warlock, and, you know, and he knows that she's given her fake fortunes, whatever.
I love that she's pretending. I mean, not that you should ever pretend of a disability. I think that's a terrible thing to do. But I love the idea that this woman who is literally a warlock is pretending to be a blind fortune teller.
Yeah, that's
It's messed up, and I love it.
It is, but you want to know what? Like, warlocks, it's just, they're different levels than us humans. Yep. It's no excuses, but a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, Alec breaks her down, says he wants to contact Asmodeus, which, again, just makes me think of some kind of, like, stomach medicine. I don't know where it's coming from something. But they summon him, and Asmodeus is such a jerk. I don't get why he doesn't want Alec and Magnus to be together. Is it because he's gay? Like,
no, I think that it's specifically because he doesn't want his
to be a shadow hunter.
Yeah, I don't want it to be a shadow hunter. I don't want it. I don't think he wants him to be happy. Even
he probably wants him so to himself,
right?
So they can do like the Jonathan and Clary. Not that way.
I was confused as to where you were going.
No. But, like, Jonathan, at the end of the day, he's confused with his feelings, but he just wants Clary by his side to be his support. And go in this world together. And I think that that's probably what Asmodeus wants of Magnus.
Right. I think he wants him to rule by his side as well.
Yes. So Alec just says, okay. I mean, couldn't there be a way where he said, listen, let's pretend.
Well, so Asmodeus says you can't tell him. I think had Magnus agreed earlier on when Asmodeus just said, I will give him his powers if you break up with him.
Mm-hmm.
Deal. Because at that point, we haven't set rules or limitations. The deal is I have to break up with him. That doesn't mean I can't get back together with him. He continued to argue, which is when the rules came out. You can't tell him about it. You have to leave him and like never be in his life. No, you should agree to the first offer.
And it's like opening up Pandora's box.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because I do think that he will pull Magnus in to the dark. Where is he?
He's in hell.
He's in hell. So
Edom,
yes. And it's so funny to me. Edom always is like, oh, beautiful Edom. But in this show, it's not.
No.
Is Edom always hell?
I've never heard the term Edom used for hell, but I assume it is because Eden is heaven and Edom is hell.
Oh, okay. Makes sense. So, you know, we have this conversation between Alec and Izzy, and she's just like, what's wrong with you? That's so stupid. And she's just completely straight with him. And the most heartbreaking thing was that Alec said, you know, yes, it'll be sad and it'll be hard, but he's loved before and he'll love again. He's going to be a warlock again. He'll be around forever.
That's true. And I think that that's the other part that confuses me with Asmodeus's motives is because Alec is a temporary love.
Yeah.
Alec will die at some point. So it seems unnecessary to be like, nah, break up now.
Yeah, it's like you can't wait another, like
80 years?
Yeah, 80 years or
that's
so.
That's assuming he doesn't get stabbed before then.
Mm-hmm.
I also think what's interesting is that when Alec asks Jace what he would do, and Jace was like, I'm selfish. I would make sure that I could be with this person. I wouldn't give up anything.
True.
And I like the way he put it because that's true. It is 100% a selfish decision. Not that it's a wrong decision.
Well, I mean, season one, Jace, that's what he did with Clary, even mm-hmm. subconsciously a lot of the time. And it was kind of like, whoa. I mean, this guy is willing to risk all of the people that he has loved and cared about his entire life for this girl. It was kind of, if I were in his family and friends' shoes, I would have thought that's super messed up, dude.
Right. We have a clarification on Edom. Sarah Baker says there are multiple realms of hell, and Edom is just where the demons are.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
And then, you're right. Eden is the heaven.
I mean, Eden is where
Adam and Eve. Okay.
Therefore, Lilith would be the queen of not that.
Yes, exactly. So Alec breaks up with him. It sucks. It's terrible. This isn't going to be forever. We're going to have a big comeback and it'll be beautiful. But Asmodeus comes back and does this thing to Vera where he makes her cut her hand and then takes life from her essentially through them touching, so he's able to be in the flesh.
I think that was him being summoned to our plane.
Okay, and then yeah, he just kills her for no reason. So,
well, because he's got to kill her,
I guess.
Yeah, I think it made sense that he killed her.
Well, I mean, at least it seems like she's lived a long life.
Yeah, she's old.
Well, doesn't make it okay.
I really like that Alec was like, this is a safe way for me to talk to you. And Asmodeus was like, no, no, it's not.
You literally just summoned the devil.
Yeah, I'm still coming through.
Yep.
I really like that. The breakup was heartbreaking. I know a lot of people in the chat are talking about how much they were crying. I don't accept it. I won't.
Don't think it's permanent.
Nope, don't think it's permanent. So, like, I'm watching it going, no, nope, this is a short term. No, no, they're getting back together. There's no way they're not getting back together.
Well, and I
will not accept it. Sorry.
I hate that Magnus thinks that he's just giving up on him and that he doesn't know the reason why, because he said, you know, the other day you said you'd be by my side and support me no matter what. And he's just like, yeah, not anymore.
Yeah, it surprises me that Magnus isn't like, what's really happening here?
Yeah. I don't know. Exactly. And so when he gets his powers back, I think it's going to seem a little bit fishy.
I think he's going to be like, oh, okay, let's get back together now.
Yeah, and then he could say, we'll talk about it in predictions.
All right.
But, of course, we next covered all this stuff, but we have our special segment, which is the best special effects or stunts of the week. Let's see. Would you like to start us off?
I mean, I think I know what yours is.
Okay, you can say another one then. I'm just kidding.
No. My favorite... yep, I'm going to go with yours.
Okay.
It's Clary getting through the wall.
Yes.
That was pretty cool.
I have another one then.
Okay. Oh, no, I take it back.
Now you're just going to take two.
No, go ahead. I'll take mine after yours.
Okay, I liked... even though it was very sad when Asmodeus killed Vera, mm-hmm. It was pretty cool how he kind of was just like a glimpse of a shiny something and then he came into real life and then he, you know, just killed her.
Mm.
That's my favorite.
Nice. I liked the drunk werewolf.
Yes!
I loved the drunk werewolf walking through the bar. That was so funny.
100%. And then, you know, special shout out just to Izzy or her stunt double or whatever, you know, when she came in with the whip.
Oh, yeah. So good. Billie Jean Girl says Clary going through the wall and her eyes turning black.
Yes. I mean, that really was, I think, the best. Very cool. Well, next we're going to get into a little bit of news and gossip for you guys.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So I have a couple things. First of all, just so you guys know, if you don't follow the stars on social media, Catherine McNamara and Luke Baines just went to Coachella together.
Yep.
And they're like, we're not a couple. I really, truly do not think they are a couple, but there was always these things buzzing and they had Instagrams all weekend.
Yeah, she even said they're like best friends.
They're best friends. He is lovely, adorable. And also, I went to the premiere of The Curse of Llorona last night. It's very hard to say. In Hollywood, and I got to speak to Kat and Alberto. And Kat, basically, we talked a little bit about her dark side and Dark Clary coming out. And she said this was just the beginning. And nice. That she was really, really stoked about the stuff that she's going to get to do, because it's probably going to get worse before it gets better. And Alberto was, you know, just really teasing some sizzy stuff. And those interviews are going to be up on meaww.com within the next couple of days. So please check them out. On that note, let's get into some predictions.
Yeah. Ooh, we also have some other people's favorite moments.
Oh.
Stunt moments. The pair of Tyke Hill and the scene when Jace... and Alec were killing the demons together. Very, very cool. Jace keeping the demon up so Clary could kill him with her light rune. That was really cool. Everyone really liked the two people fighting at once.
Yes.
Fights.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Predictions for you.
Oh, predictions. Okay. I'm telling you that Alec and Magnus are not broken up. I don't believe it. I refuse it. That's number one.
Okay.
I think that what would have been our season finale, the episode before our 2.5 hour series finale,
yes,
is going to have a very dark moment for Clary. Like maybe almost having to kill Jace. Like, Jonathan being like, if you don't, he will hurt us. And her being like, okay, I'm going to take him out. And that's where it's going to end.
Ooh, I feel that. That's good.
And I think we're going to get a Sizzy kiss before the 2.5-hour season finale.
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good predictions.
They were very good because I'm going to build on them a little bit.
Great.
I'm thinking there's a possibility that we could have an actual time jump that's not like, because we're less than a year.
Yes.
So the writers wrote this thinking that they would likely get picked up for a fourth season, and they did not. So they shot a 2.5 series finale. I think that maybe there will be a time jump between the last episode and then the 2.5 series finale.
Interesting.
To kind of see, because I think then it's would, you know, it's like, oh, it's been more than 2 days or.
Yeah. So I just the reason we believe that it hasn't been more than a year is because Becky says our annual tradition is Halloween, Yumi and Clary.
Yeah.
And the fact that we have never seen that and that Clary has been a shadow hunter and he's been a vampire tells me that it could not have been more than a year.
Oh, no, we know that. And Kat's even said that, too, you know, when she's come in. So I also think that the Magnus situation, he might actually say, Alec, I love you so much, and I know that you did this for me, that I'm going to choose our life together instead of magic.
Aw, you hopeless romantic.
I know.
Nah, I think he's going to get his magic back and eventually they'll get back
together. No, I think he'll say that. I think he'll say that and then he'll somehow still get his magic back.
Love it.
And, okay, lastly, I do think that Clary and Jace is just kind of her puppy dog at this point. Mm. And I think that he might have to fight her and he does not want to. But in order to protect everybody else. And yes, some great Sizzy stuff. And I think they're going to leave us on a cliffhanger with them at the end of the season. But then hopefully with the 2.5-hour finale, we'll pass some time where it's like, oh, they're together now and they're happy.
Okay. Here are the predictions coming out of the chat. We have Billie Jean Girl saying Jace is going to turn dark. That's an interesting
thought. No, I don't want any more of that.
I like the idea of him being like, to be with you, I'll turn dark. I think that's really cute.
That is kind of cool.
Oh, I saw some other things. A Malik proposal and a wedding in the finale, says Kenya. Sarah points out that last season Magnus said they'd been dating for 2 weeks.
Wow.
That seems like a lot. Lots of really interesting questions going on in the chat. Sorry.
And let us know, of course, when you're watching this later, whatever, tweet at us. Let us know what you guys think in the comments as far as prediction and what's going on the show. And if we got anything wrong and if you want to explain things to us, we will always appreciate it.
Yeah, especially a lot of people are talking about the books saying that the whole thing takes 3 months. We did not read the book, so please be sure to tell us. We definitely are interested.
Awesome. And thank you guys so much for joining in. We love doing this every week and chatting with you and just like loving this show together because it's a team effort because we need a lot of information. So where can everyone find you on social media?
Everyone can find me everywhere on social media at YellTygiel. That's YaelTygiel. And if you're an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. fan, you can check out interviews with the cast of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at fanversation.com.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram. And tomorrow, Riverdale is finally back, and we will be doing our after show at 9 p.m. tomorrow, which is Wednesday, Pacific Standard Time. And we will see you next week. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.